You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Keep new cases from entering our shores, we will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days. The new rules will go into effect Friday at midnight.
March the 12th, 2020. Those are the words of President Trump last night announcing a ban on travel from Europe. It does not include Britain. It does not ban Americans trying to return, but they may need to go through additional testing. It's going to limit airports of origin and destination for a time. There's a lot of confusion. Granted, there's a lot of confusion. There is apparently, and I hesitate saying this, no established protocol for what we're getting ready to do. You would think with all the scenarios, the war games, the Pentagon plays at different levels, something like this might have been considered at some point, and it may be. It may be buried in the bowels somewhere, buried under reams and reams of paper and studies that folks have long, long forgot about. But this is in the real world, the real time. Coronavirus, the spread of it, and the World Health Organization just yesterday proclaiming it is a pandemic. That's what set everything in motion. We already had reports of it being, quote, an epidemic inside China, inside that region. And when it gets outside a particular region and begins to spread rapidly and easily past, then it becomes titled a pandemic, which is what we have. At last report, and I'm going to fudge these figures because they keep changing, but the last figures I saw, we're looking at around the globe, 150 to 200,000 infected that we know of. It takes something like 14 days for your exposure before you begin to show symptoms. And around the globe, maybe 1,000 deaths. Heavy numbers in China, and yet those numbers appear to be getting better. The Chinese premier apparently visited right into Hawan District. I don't know to what extent he went, if he stayed in the car, whatever else he did, but they say he made a visit, so apparently it's looking better there. But in Iran, they've had multiple deaths, including members of parliament. Italy still has almost a fourth of its country under a heavy quarantine. Other countries have also shut down their borders for passage of any type. So the president's doing what is necessary. It's going to take some time to shake down properly. And if you thought for one moment that something like this would unite our country, especially politically at this point, you are so wrong, my friend, and I'm sorry to tell you, you are. This is not a 9/11. This is not a direct attack upon the U.S. This is not jihadists trying to destroy America and what we stand for, right in face value. But it is certainly threatening to us. Do you not think we could all come together behind the president at this time? No, because it's Donald Trump. We're going to show you how the Democrats and the left-wing mainstream media continues to attack, even turning on their own credible sources. If you don't say enough nasty things about Trump, well, we'll cut your throat as well. And they're quick to label the president a racist. All right, we got several stories coming up over the next 2 hours. Dealing with the latest facts, but also the latest murmuring, the rumors, the disinformation, efforts to politicize, to use this against President Trump. Our nation be damned. All sports cancellations, Olympics might be in jeopardy. Worldwide travel impact, all of this. Restaurants empty, movie theaters, Hollywood. A big Hollywood name now admits he has tested positive for coronavirus. Tom Hanks.
Hello. My name's Forrest Gump. You want a chocolate? I could eat about 1.5 million of these. My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Tom Hanks in the Forrest Gump. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. And in this case, Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson are hospitalized in stable condition in Australia with coronavirus. A box of chocolates. All right, we got a lot to cover for you. Plus, I want to focus on the FISA update. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer, finding, removing threats to your health. In one facility, occupants were getting sick, but only in one portion of a building. And Wellington Environmental was asked to investigate and soon found air conditioning units in the rooms only in that side of the building were blowing cold air loaded with mold. The AC units in that part of the building were pulling air from a stagnant pond. Mystery solved, threat resolved. That's just one of many Wellington Environmental stories. And then there's a hospital that was going to have to close because of a water main break until Wellington stepped in to help. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Bill Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Come with me now, come with me now.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
After consulting with our top government health professionals, I have decided to take several strong but necessary actions to protect the health and well-being of all Americans. To keep new cases from entering our shores, we will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days. The new rules will go into effect Friday at midnight.
That is part of the address the president gave from the Oval Office last night, setting up the travel ban. As I said, a lot of it's still kind of coming together, bits and pieces. It was part and parcel, let's say, a complete item, but yet there are fine details to work out. And you watch the mainstream media, they want to pick every little thing apart. Everything. This would be akin to your mother baking a great apple pie, putting it in front of you with a slice out of it, and putting ice cream on it. Oh, does that not look good, smell good? And you look at it and say, well, the ice cream's melting too fast. It's too hot. So what is the ban as it's extended at this point? It begins at midnight, 30-day ban. It covers 26 European countries. That would include Austria, Belgium, Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Iceland, Italy, Latvia, Liechtenstein, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Malta, Netherlands, Norway, Poland, Portugal, Slovakia, Slovenia, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, excludes the United Kingdom and Ireland. But at last report, Ireland was thinking about its own travel ban. The president says this is the most aggressive comprehensive effort to confront a foreign virus in modern history. I'm confident by counting and continuing to do this, we will reduce the threat to our citizens. And again, this happened within hours of the World Health Organization yesterday declaring coronavirus or COVID-19 as a pandemic. And the president said, and he's absolutely correct about this, he said, we made a life-saving move with early action on China. Now we have to take the same action with Europe. What we did in December when word began to surface of this outbreak inside China, Wuhan, China, we began to get closer on watching things. We began to monitor. We began to shut down travel from China. And immediately, here comes the left and those howling, shouting and waving their race cards. It had nothing to do with race. It has to do with an area that's infected, and do you want them to come in unvetted, unchecked? That would be coming in legally, not trying to cross the border illegally, but boarding planes, arriving at our U.S. airports, mixing with U.S. citizens and going elsewhere throughout our country without us knowing their health condition. No country would allow that to happen. None. But in this case, it's being used by the resist movement as another example of this president is racist. Quentin, are you sitting on that button in case I get over the edge here so you can... Let me take my breath here for a second. This is not... I can get angry and I can get really heated, and I'm really good after 50-plus years in broadcasting to know that be careful what you say near a microphone. But there are other times I really don't give up. But in this case, I'm going to walk you through this story through clenched teeth explaining this point. The president has done this to protect our nation, our health. And what kind of pushback is he getting? Well, for instance, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said they're restricting foreign nationals will not help. Will not help. He said restricting foreign nationals' travel to the U.S. will not aid our public health. Congresswoman Debbie Lesko, Republican of Arizona, a member of the House Rules Committee, said, you think it's inappropriate to respond by shutting things down? He said, I don't think it's rational. It's irrational. It doesn't help public health. Jerry, damn it, Nadler, who just yesterday, word came out that in a closed-door session with members of Congress, was suggesting to other members of Congress, hey, with all this going around, maybe we should close Congress and go home. And to her credit, and I praised her yesterday, and I'll give the praise to her again, Nancy Pelosi said, no, we are captains of the ship. We stay with the ship if it goes down. We don't go home. Nancy Pelosi, by God, I might send her a birthday present or send her a Medal of Honor or something. But Jerry Slimy Nadler, the other day, behind closed doors, is whispering to members of Congress saying, maybe we should all just go home, be safer. But at the same time, he's telling you, my American friend, because we're going to deny folks coming in from various countries for the next 30 days, is not going to keep you any safer. The U.S. Capitol and nearby congressional office buildings are closed, effective today, to the general public. Lawmakers, staff, press, business visitors, they're still allowed to go and come as needed. I would really love for a plane load of folks from any of the contaminated areas. It would probably be China at the most right now. It could be Iran, to come as a delegation and march them right into Jerry Nadler's office. You think then he'd start saying, oh, whoa, 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 did we anybody check anybody? This, you can't let these people come in. They shouldn't come in. No, because these short-sighted, myopic idiots only worry about what we can do to destroy Donald Trump. And if Trump thinks it's a good idea to ban foreign nationals from coming in for 30 days, then it's got to be a racist move, xenophobic, and we should put a stop to it, and we should cry out about it. And they were criticizing, well, he didn't give us all the specifics. His statement, his speech is to set in motion the policy. And if the speech didn't cover each and every question you had, damn it, that's why you have a press corps and a press secretary to answer additional follow-up questions. It's that simple. But they don't get, well, they do get it. I stand corrected. They get it. They know the game. But because it's Trump, they want to rearrange the pool table entirely. We're going to put a cap over all of the corners of the pool table. Only one hole will be left open, and we're going to try to put a bowling ball through it. See, we try that one. Trump again last night in speaking about some of the specifics he laid out.
These restrictions will also not apply to the United Kingdom. At the same time, we are monitoring the situation in China and the South Korea. And as their situation improves, we will reevaluate the restrictions and warnings that are currently in place for a possible early opening.
In other words, if things improve quicker, if they open up quicker, then we will do that. You know who's visiting with the White House now? Direct from Ireland, meeting with the president. And he was confirming Ireland is exempt from the restrictions for Rodnagar and said, we're working with the U.S. and admitted the virus knows no borders, no nationalities. And yet back in Ireland itself, word coming today that they are going to close schools and colleges for a period of time. Every nation has to do what it thinks is necessary for the protection of its populace. And, of course, we are in a political season. And the other day, you had some of the Democrats saying, well, Trump has got to stop all his rallies because he's making some of his ardent supporters, they're more likely to come down with this virus because they kind of gather all together. And you know what the underlying word from them is, what they're trying to say, without being specific? All of you Trump supporters, you're unwashed, you're unkept, you're dirty, and you get together, who knows what you're going to breed. But they also don't like to see all these folks turning out for Trump. So they were suggesting he's got to stop it. And here came Biden deciding we're going to shut down anymore. We're not going to have any more rallies. And so did Sanders. They're not going to. Well, the president agrees to that extent, announcing that they're canceling travel plans for any rallies, upcoming events in Colorado and Nevada. Not going to do it. It makes sense not to do so. Of course, they really want him to do it. They want him to do it so they can chastise him and attack him over and over again. There are some other things that are beginning to come evident as we go through this coronavirus scare. And part of it comes out of China itself in the sense that they are now trying to smear the U.S. because of what happened inside their country. I don't know of anyone that has specifically tried to smear China by it. When we call it a coronavirus, until the World Health Organization wants to relabel it COVID-19, it was being reported that way by the mainstream media in the beginning, clearly stating it's out of China. But now if you try to say that, it looks like you're trying to play a race card. You're trying to blame China. If that's where it originated, I think that's just part of the fact, is it not? But at the same time, what this has done is expose how reliant we have been upon China for some pharmaceuticals, and not only China, but some other areas. I saw a report, I haven't had a chance to run it to the ground, but that we are nearing a shortage of IV bags in our nation because most of those come to us from Puerto Rico, and with the recent troubles they've had between earthquakes and everything else in Puerto Rico, apparently there's a big shortage developing, and now we might need them more than ever. And efforts are now being made to stop our dependence on other countries for these kinds of essentials. We'll take a break and we'll come back. And also, let me remind you before we wrap up this hour, the FISA court, the FISA warrant, all of that's coming up for review. It expires this Sunday. Should it be continuing as a way to spy on you and other American citizens? That's still to come.
Red Fitness Lounge in Clayton sponsors this segment. Red Fitness Lounge, redefining exercise, changing how you think and look at fitness, one client at a time. I'll see you at Red Fitness Lounge. Get details at redfitnesslounge.com. redfitnesslounge.com.
I'm ready.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
So I mentioned our travel ban does not affect Great Britain, does not affect Ireland, and the president has been meeting today at the White House with the Irish Prime Minister. And the Irish Prime Minister has made it clear that working together with the U.S., Ireland, and the rest of the world, we will be able to deal with this coronavirus. But what is exposed is something that came to light fairly quickly. We have gotten to a point where we rely on China for so much regarding our medical health. Prescription drugs, often formulated, put together in China. Raw ingredients, created in China, and then sent here to be used as needed. Republican Senator Marco Rubio said, we've got to start diversifying our supply chain, especially in pharmaceuticals and medical equipment. And I agree. And the House Director of Trade and Manufacturing Policy, Peter Navarro, said, we are going to start working on an executive order to eliminate our reliance on foreign-made medical supplies. We never should have gotten into this point. But this order would prevent federal agencies from purchasing medical supplies, face masks, gloves, ventilators from China. And it will start looking at what we can do, reference private corporations, and again, no longer rely upon China. We should not rely on anyone to produce medicines for us. I mean, we are supposedly, with our FDA, checking these things, making sure they come here, they're not toxic, first of all, and secondly, they're going to do the job they're supposed to. But with the coronavirus outbreak, the FDA had not been sending a lot of inspectors, had pulled some out. And inside China, they've been conducting a high-stakes campaign to blame the U.S. You would think if you're listening only to Chinese state-run media, President Trump himself. Hell, let me correct that. If you listen to mainstream media here, you'd think the same thing, that Trump himself went to China and released coronavirus. on unsuspecting women, children, men. Beijing has been now trying to bend over backwards, convincing the world that the U.S. is the real culprit of this. It's claimed something like 4,600 lives across the globe. I think I said 1,000 earlier. I meant 4,000, but 4,600. And Beijing is now starting a PR attack against the U.S., has been pushing it for a month, but now going beyond their own borders, throwing doubt on the origin of coronavirus and slamming us, and in fact saying the epidemic first broke out in China does not necessarily mean it originated from China, let alone made in China. That's how the Chinese are now trying to smear us with it. And the mainstream media in this country is cooperating with that message. I'm going to deal with that in more detail coming up in the next hour. But you definitely want to hear how mainstream media in this country is willing to make President Trump complicit in the spread of coronavirus. We'll take a break. When we come back, there's a story that would have gone right under the radar with all of this, but I don't want it to slide by unchecked. That's FISA warrants. Should they be extended? Stand by, please.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDrurylaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Where men go and men wonder.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Well, this Sunday we have sections of the FISA rule changing that will no longer exist unless they're revised or updated. Now, that's a thumbnail sketch. I've got an expert to give you more details on it. But President Trump has already today tweeted out, many Republican senators want me to veto the FISA bill until we find out what led to and happened with the illegal attempted coup of the duly elected president of the United States and others. Joining us now with a full take and a better understanding and a quicker an easier explanation than what I just offered, Charles Cully Stimson of the Heritage Foundation. Cully, glad to have you on board again.
Well, I'm delighted to be with you again. Thanks for having me.
So help us understand exactly what is expiring and what's at stake at this point? At stake.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, on the 15th of March, four provisions under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, will expire unless the Senate takes up the House-passed version, because the House passed amendments to those four provisions yesterday, and then the president would have to sign it. And briefly, I can go through what the four are. But before doing that, Larry, you got to understand that these provisions grew out of the attacks of 9/11. And it allows the National Command Authority, the NSA, National Security Agency, and other apparatus in our intelligence service to surveil folks who they believe are terrorists or agents of a foreign terrorist organization.
Well, the building block and the need was very clear at that point. Go ahead.
Right, right. And, of course, we know that the Patriot Act was passed, and there have been some abuses of the Patriot Act. But this whole reform issue today is not based on the systematic or failure of these programs. It boils down to two simple words, Carter Page, as I said in my Daily Signal piece. Because the previous administration authorized and lied before the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court here in Washington to get four FISA applications against Carter Page, and then the Mueller report found that there was no Russia collusion, it was all a hoax. DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz found that there was abuses in those four applications. Republicans in the House and many, if not most, Democrats in the House decided that reforms were necessary.
And in fact, the FISA court blocked those same agents from ever applying for any additional wiretaps or surveillance for any other case.
So the presiding judge, you're right, the presiding judge wrote the FBI director saying, I want to know all the things you're doing to get this ship righted and fix this process so I don't have folks coming into my court in front of my judges lying again. And so Christopher Wray, and I hyperlink Christopher Wray's response to Judge Collier and now Judge Boasberg, who's the presiding judge, talking about the 40-plus reforms internal to the FBI that they're doing to try to fix it so it won't happen again. But Congress isn't going to buy off on that. They do not trust the FBI to fix itself, and so they're legislating those fixes. So it's important for your listeners to know that the Congress is not changing FISA per se, or the four provisions which I'm going to talk about. They're really focusing on making sure that the application process is not abused again in highly sensitive and political cases. And that's really what's going on here.
But we had three provisions that are actually expiring.
Yeah, there's four, actually. And the four are, one is the roving wiretap provision. Now, you know cops in your city and everywhere else around the country use roving wiretaps for domestic criminal purposes to follow suspected criminals who use burner phones. And, of course, that should apply, obviously, in counterterrorism investigations. And the Congress yesterday, the House passed that again. So that's if the Senate takes it up and passes it, it's not going to change. The second one is business records. It's Section 215 of the Patriot Act, and it permits the government to apply to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court to obtain tangible things like records and documents and driver's license, et cetera, as long as they're relevant to an ongoing investigation into international terrorism or foreign intelligence. And, of course, business records are routinely used in criminal domestic cases. I was a criminal prosecutor at the local, state, and federal level. We use those things all the time to build our cases, and the House passed the business records provision. The last one that they passed without any changes at all is called the lone wolf provision. And the lone wolf provision does not apply to Americans, but it applies to a dude who is a non-citizen, who is not a foreign agent of a terrorist organization, but is inspired by that and then seeks to take action. So you can use surveillance powers of our government to go after and target that person if they're about to do a terrorist act against America or America's interests. And so all those three are passed. The real crazy one, Larry, that the House killed is the call detail record provision.
Right. That's what
And that is the thing that grew out of the Edward Snowden's revelations that the NSA was scooping up all of the metadata from phone calls all around the world. Not the contents, but who called what number called what number and for how long. And when he blew the whistle on that and then the NSA acknowledged in essence that program was in existence, the Congress got up in arms, and in 2015 they passed the USA Freedom Act of 2015, which said, NSA, you cannot, even with a court order under FISA, under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, get all these call details. You can't get the metadata. It has to reside back at the phone companies, and if you want to query that stuff and you want to get that kind of information, you have to go to each phone company and get these call detail records on a case-by-case basis.
On a subpoena.
That's correct. And they tried to do that.
Yeah, go ahead.
But it was really hard. Practically, it was really hard, and the phone companies sent call detail records they weren't supposed to. And so last year, the NSA, believe it or not, even admitted, look, we got too much stuff. The phone company sent us stuff we couldn't, we weren't supposed to get. We tried to fix it. We can't fix it. So they threw away all of those records going back to 2015.
And how value, I mean, my thought had been when you get to metadata, I mean, thinking it is overload. You'll never find, if you're going after one trail, you're looking for one digit somewhere buried in those numbers. I don't know if you can even get a computer designed to come up with that fast enough for you.
Well, they have, and they do.
And that was my question.
and you know, I'm not read into the program, so I'm not saying anything from my knowledge of having
been. But it does exist, doesn't it?
It does, and what it does is it takes a known selector, a known number of a known terrorist. You apply that against the system, and then it tells you if any other number has called that number. That's the first hop. That's what it's called. And then what other number called that number, which is the second hop. And it allows you to do a chain to figure out who's calling who and or what number is calling what number and for how long and when.
You're listening.
So it is tidbits of information that you didn't have otherwise. But the NSA threw all those numbers away, and they're not even using it. And why is that the case? It's the case because terrorists and bad people now are using end-to-end encrypted communication devices, and they're not using landlines. And so it's a less effective program, at least that's what people are arguing. And so Congress, the House passed a version yesterday, got rid of the call detail record program.
Cully, the other part, and you're listening to Cully Stimson with Heritage Foundation, senior legal fellow, National Security Law Program. The key point for Americans is, hey, I don't have anything to hide, I don't care, but then again, where are Americans being exposed unduly and this being weaponized against them, as with the Carter Page? If they can do it with the president, the question is, they can do it to anybody.
Well, this was not being abused, and there's no evidence that it was being abused, nor was it even used against Carter Page. What was abused in the Carter Page scenario, which I wrote about at Daily Signal, just came out today,
And I did not get a chance to pull that up. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so it's on the Daily Signal webpage. It's on the front. It's the lead story.
Of course
Four applications that the previous administration put before the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court to surveil him. Because they didn't say things like, for example, oh, by the way, Carter Page had actually been providing information to the intelligence services of our country for years. They didn't include information that would have undercut their argument that he was potentially a Russian spy. In fact, if they had been forthcoming and honest, it's very likely, as I wrote elsewhere in the Daily Signal, that the intelligence court wouldn't have even issued the warrants.
And I apologize. I've been overwhelmed pulling up coronavirus material. But I did not I did not want this to slip under the radar because it's this Sunday. In 30 seconds, what's going to happen Sunday?
Don't know. Senate's going to have to act quick to either take up the House passed version or do the House and Senate would have to get together to do a quick kick the can down the road again. That's one of the two options.
And that's probably where we're going. Cully, I want to thank you very much. I apologize. I like to do my homework with my guest, and I failed to do it.
Well, a lot going on. A lot going on right now.
But I definitely would, again, like to revisit this with you, and we can spend more
time. Yeah, let's see what the Senate does.
Good.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it.
You bet.
All right. Bye-bye.
Cully Stimson of the Heritage Foundation. We're going to take a break, and there was an event you missed yesterday that you probably could care less about, but I want to let you know about it anyway, coming up.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Dateline Minneapolis, and I'm actually 2 days late on this, so sue me. The Minneapolis mayor proclaiming March 10, 2 days ago, Abortion Provider Appreciation Day. Now, don't you feel bad that I did not get that to you earlier. That's what they did in Minneapolis. Have a proclamation, Abortion Provider Appreciation Day, praising that every day abortion providers carry out killing babies. Yeah. That's probably why he didn't ever get around to it anyway. Put it on your calendar for next March 10 if you want to go. I don't think you will. So we've got Senator Sanders still insisting, I ain't going anywhere. I'm still in this thing. We already had, as I had yesterday, James Carville, former strategist for Bill Clinton, was saying it's over. That puppy should be put down. That puppy is dead. He's talking about Senator Sanders. No one's going to follow him anymore. Just give it up. Get out of the way for Biden. And everybody's rushing to support Biden. The only endorsement he has not received among the candidates running would be two. Senator Elizabeth Warren has not given her support to either candidate yet. And neither has Tulsi Gabbard. Because she wants to be on the debate stage this coming Sunday. She's not going to be allowed on it. Yeah, the party that's also woke is not going to allow a woman on that debate stage. It's going to be two old white guys. And that's why Sanders says, I'm going to stay for the debate. I'm not walking away until that debate's done. I want a one-on-one debate so the American people have the opportunity to see which candidate is best positioned to defeat Donald Trump. I will tell you, this could be a pretty good mixed martial arts match as far as watching Sanders throwing numbers and hair around while he waves his hand and Biden standing there kind of stiff unless he gets in the face of him like he did the UAW worker the other day and say, you're full of crap. You want to go outside and fight? Folks, I don't know what's going to happen. But get this, someone sent this to me and this is circulating. The Democrat National Convention schedule has been released. Have you seen this? It's on the internet. It must be true. Here's the way it's going to go down. Monday, July 20th is when it begins. 1:30 p.m., free lunch, medical marijuana, bus ride to the convention. Food stamp enrollment forms will be available. At 2 p.m. on Monday, July 20th, group voter registration for undocumented immigrants. At 3:30, they're going to have an open flag-burning ceremony sponsored by CNNN's Don Lemon Fruitcake. I'm reading you the Democrat National Convention schedule as it's posted on the Internet. 4 o'clock, an address on being the real you. Hosted by Rachel Dolezal, former head of the Seattle NAACP, a white woman who claimed she was black, and Caitlyn Jenner, who's, I don't know what to describe that. 4:30 that afternoon, how to make $200 million as a public servant and claim to be broke. Speaker, Hillary Clinton. 5 o'clock, oh, they got a lot of events planned. Don't you see some of these? 5 o'clock, how to have a successful career without a job and avoid taxation. Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson will come together and moderate that program for you. Oh, at 5:30, if you're going to the Democrat National Convention, you don't want to miss this. At 5:30, the Medal of Freedom presentation given to Bowie Bergdahl. And then at 6 o'clock, I think you might line up for this one. It's an autograph session. Souvenir photographs of... It's on the internet, folks. I'm reading what's on the internet. It must be true. Autograph session for souvenir photographs of Elizabeth Warren in American costumes. And by that, they mean American Indian costumes. And 6:30, a tribute to all 57 states by Barack Obama. You know, that's a misspoke. And I, of course, he knows how many states we have. But it was something that kind of came up in one of his remarks. I think all 57 states or something. But they're going to have some fun with it. And that's fine. If Trump had done it, I'd say do the same thing to him. But then we get serious business at 7 o'clock. A general vote to praise the Baltimore rioters and substitute the word of looting to say it, alternative income gathering. 7:30, White House Semantics Committee meeting voting on rebranding terrorism. For now, we'll call it countering Islamophobia. And at 8 o'clock, liberal bias in the media, how to make it work for you, sponsored by CBS, NBC, CNN, and so forth. 8:30, a tribute film to the brave freedom fighters incarcerated at Gitmo by Michael Moore. 9 o'clock, personal finance seminar, businesses don't create jobs, Barack Obama. 9:30, official condemnation of American gun owners with Bibles. And 11 o'clock, the nomination of Michelle Obama by Jim Acosta and Chris Matthew. There you have it. That's going to be your Democrat National Convention. We'll take a break. You don't want to miss the second hour.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.